The United Nations says that digital infrastructure is as important as building roads and railways. It adds that a safe and reliable internet can empower individuals and help governments create more robust economies. This is in a situation where a third of the world's population still does not have access to the internet. The head of the United Nations Development Program is Achim Steimer.
These gaps are particularly focused around poorer countries, least developed countries, and in those, it is the poorer who mostly are not connected, the less educated, the older, the rural, and women, because significant gender gaps also remain in access to digital technologies and digital skills.
He points to the example of Estonia, which has been able to increase its GDP.
Indeed, and Estonia was already over a decade ago a pioneer, and it was essentially a policy that made digital by default, so to speak, the driver of, first of all, putting all government services onto digital platforms in order to allow citizens to, first of all, have a much more direct access and also requiring much less time to be invested by citizens. I mean, we all know the stories of going to, you know, government offices, standing in queues, having to come back on another occasion. And in Estonia, there was a systematic effort. In fact, UNDP over 15 years ago was a partner as part of our governance and public institutions capacity building program to work with Estonia on that journey. And it has been a remarkable journey that Estonia has taken, and that our own organization today, in fact, is benefiting from Estonia's leadership and pioneering work as we work together with other developing countries in helping them to put together these open, strong, and universal digital public infrastructures. Maybe another example, just to illustrate how practical this sometimes can be. Sierra Leone sadly has one of the highest maternal mortality ratios to this day. And it was the combination of factors that have to do with poor accessibility to health services, low utilization of services by skilled birth attendants. So a range of digital tools have been launched in the country to help tackle this problem. These are transformative changes, as you can imagine, particularly for those who traditionally would not have had access to these services.
The UN has now said that this digital infrastructure is as important, or possibly even more important, than building roads and railways for development of countries and for their growth. How do we build it, though? Because it's expensive.
It is expensive, but then, you know, in the 18th, 19th, 20th century, we also had to find a way in which we could mobilize capital to invest in public infrastructure, namely the roads and the railways, the bridges, the power lines. I think it is for any country in any economy today essentially impossible to ignore the urgency of investing in digital public infrastructure. It is driving markets, it is driving economies, our energy systems, our transport systems. So the challenge now, obviously, is how to raise the capital and particularly to ensure that these digital public infrastructure investments, first of all, less developed economies to quickly pivot forward, because otherwise they would be left behind even more because the rest of the world will be moving forward so quickly on the basis of these investments. And secondly, to ensure that while we need a significant amount of private capital to invest in here. So if you look across the world right now, in many countries, governments are either pre- or co-financing the rollout of the infrastructure, the fiber optic cables, etc., but also investing in school curricula so that a school leaver generation of today or tomorrow is essentially digitally literate and therefore is able to access this. And clearly, it is a public-private partnership that is needed here. And in some ways, it's not rocket science. We have done this before. The railways in the United States were built with a lot of private investors at the time, and government found a way in which these financing arrangements could essentially leverage capital while providing a public good and service.
Achim Steimer of the United Nations Development Program. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.